Yeah, preparations are going very, very well. I'm happy to inform that on the registration of voters, we have crossed the level of 20 million of voters registered now, and we still have almost a month before us to continue the registration. So we are hoping to reach the target of 21 million. That's like the first good news. And now we are moving now into the preparation of the polls themselves. That's where we are today.
Mr. Electoral Commissioner, you just returned from inspecting the printing of the ballot papers in South Africa. How did it go, and what are your expectations about the printing of the ballot boxes there?
Yeah, you know, in the last election, the ballot papers were printed in South Africa. So we went with him to go to visit the facilities to look at the conditions, because those papers cannot be printed here, being sensitive and so on. So we went, we visited. They have improved the facilities, and we are sure that despite the number of papers to be printed, South Africa is able to help us and to be on time.
Reverend Mulunda, there have been instances where there have been accusations of some ballot papers missing in some elections. How will this be prevented? You know, what structures will you be putting in place to prevent some of these occurrences?
This is the reason why we are putting up joint structures. The international community are working with us and ourselves to put up logistic structures at all levels and to have the plan from now on, which are giving to the UN and to all the partners, so that we start when we know the number of voters. When there's national time, will give us the number of districts and the MPs on that level, we will start now putting together so that papers do not miss a list, the list established ahead of time.
How has been the response of ordinary Congolese in this voter registration exercise, and how enthusiastic have they shown themselves to participate in an election that you are going to organize?
The indication of the commitment of the Congolese people to win this election is the result of the registration. I've informed you there that I've crossed the level of 20 million of voters registered already. In the last election, we only had 25 million. This time, we still have more than a month to go with the registration. We have crossed 20 million and we expect to have 31. It shows clearly to the people that the Congolese people are committed, are mobilized to go to this election. That's the first and the main indicator of the willingness of the people to go to vote.
Are you satisfied with the level of preparation so far ahead of the general elections?
Up to now, frankly speaking, I'm satisfied. I commend my staff. They are well committed. I commend the government for giving financial support. This time they are ahead. They don't owe us big money on the promises. On the first installment of the voter registration, the government have paid 98% of what the government promised. So for the time being, I'm okay. The international community is coming in, playing its part up to now. I'm satisfied about the level. This is why I'm committed and confirming that the elections are going to take place.
When will your invitations go out for both local and international observers to monitor this year's elections?
We are releasing the invitation in June. On 28th of June, we release the invitation to international observers, the press and local observers. 28th of June, that will be the invitation will be sent out.